and human rights. This is what we've chosen for our focus, for our discussion, for our presentation. Through this system, you are there in Canada, we're here in Nigeria. We've just finished our Taraweeh, our Isha. Our Tahajjud is going to come soon during the night. You there, you are not yet, you have not yet broken your fast because it's 4 o'clock around there. Okay, the topic is at-taqwa and human rights. First, I have to define what is taqwa and then what is human rights, and then we look at what is happening over there. We're not going to take a long time, maybe just 30 minutes will suffice. Number one, taqwa simply means fear of Allah. That is the technical meaning of a taqwa. A taqwa means God consciousness, to be able to keep do's and don'ts of Allah, the Almighty. And nobody has any position in the eyes of Allah unless his taqwa has reached what it should reach in the eyes of Allah. Because Allah says, Inna akramakum illa taqwa. Inna Allah alimul khabir. The best of you in the eyes of Allah is the best. Attitudinally, character-wise. So by the time somebody has taqwa, definitely he comes near Allah the Almighty. Now, those of us living in the West, in Europe and America and Canada and whatever, there are a lot of challenges taking place over there that can challenge one's taqwa, that can bring somebody down, especially in the holy month of Ramadan, where taqwa should be up and not down. So, and then when you talk of taqwa, somebody may tell you, but I have the right to do as I wish, because I have my own human right. That is one of the biggest problems the devil in the life of a good Muslim. Somebody will tell me, I have the right to do as I desire. You can't tell me Allah forbids me, I have right. That we are going to look at this, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, a taqwa. Still, like I said, taqwa means fear of Allah. What is fear? The way you fear Allah is not like the way one fears the snake, or armed robbery, or conflagration, that is fire disaster, or road mishap. The way you fear Allah is something deeply implanted in your heart, in your mind. You know His value, that He created you, He owns you. He is your nourisher, your cherisher, your sustainer. So you try to live according to His dictate, His do's and don'ts. That is taqwa. Taqwa is the actual thing that can see you through, like we said. Allah says in chapter number 4 of the Quran, verse number 1. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله. The end of the ayah. That is the beginning of Surah 4, Surah An-Nisa. All you mankind, fear Allah. You see? Fear Allah, who created you from one single soul. Adam, from that soul he created his consort or his wife, life partner Hawa. From both of them, Allah springs forth many human beings of divergent geographical and ethnic based principalities. So it says fear Allah. Fearing of Allah means keep His do's and don'ts. Do this. That is fear of Allah. Do pray. Fast. Obey your parents, obey them. Okay? Control your eyes, you control. Speak the truth, you do it. Maintain the trust, don't be dishonest in terms of amana, you do it. Maintain good neighborhood with anybody, you do that. These are instances of taqwa. If you come to sell and buy, you don't produce the major. Okay? You enter a train from one area to the other, don't quarrel or fight with anybody. Your children, show them good behavior. Be a good father. Be a good husband to your wife and be a good wife to your husband. And remember your origin, you come from Africa. try to do something that will not let down Africa, put it down. Or your Islam. Do not engage in negative antisocial behavior. All these constitute the meaning of the word at-taqwa. You keep the do's and don'ts of Allah the Almighty. Allah says the base of you in the eyes of Allah is the base in at-taqwa. Allah did not say the base of you is the richest. The best of you is the white man. The best is the black, African, Caribbean, Japanese. These are non-entities. The best of you is the one that fears Allah the most. He says, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل. He says, لتعارفوا من إن أكرمكم لا أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. The best of you in the eyes of Allah is the best character wise attitudinally. Now in the light of this, taqwa has many stages. There is stage that somebody finds himself in a secluded area. Nobody sees him, he remembers Allah sees him. That is an important taqwa. Because if you refuse to do something bad, because people see you, yeah, that is taqwa. But it's not as strong, it's not as important as people not see you, but you believe Allah sees you and you check your excesses. This is the highest class of somebody becoming itaqi. All right. So that is very, very important. And you fear Allah wherever you happen to be. That is stage number one. Stage number two with taqwa is when you are walking under somebody. Like most of you in the way, some are taxi drivers, I know, yeah, some. Some have the profession of being tellers, some are workers, some are teachers, some work in the health sectors. Wherever you happen to be, as a Muslim, show the attitude of a good Muslim. Come to the work in time and leave in time and on time. The salary you earn hourly to hourly, you have to justify the money you collect. You cannot go late and leave earlier and you expect to receive your own alert on your cellular phone. That is anti-taqwa. Your children should appear as good Muslims in their hijab, because Allah says each and every Muslim sister should definitely be well covered. Read Quran chapter number 33, verse number 59, where Allah tells His Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. O your Prophet, tell your wives, your daughters and the wives of this world covered. If they are covered in their hijab, their niqab, whatever, that is nearer to the point of being recognized easily. Now, you tell me, it's now in the ways I have the right as a lady, as a woman, to appear the way I desire, though I am Muslim. No, you cannot eat your cake and have it. You claim to have human rights. I shall count that one. We have to define what is even human right. But now I'm just talking about how you appear as a Muslim sister, cover yourself. And I want to tell you, in the West, wallahi, if you maintain your religion, your deen, that even fetches for you honor. It makes people honor you because they know you know your religion. And you shall know, each and every human being needs five things in life. We call these the five factors determining human personalities. Wherever you happen to be, is it in Canada, in Tokyo, in Guangzhou in China, in Caracas, Venezuela, in New York, in wherever, in Quebec, in Canada, Quebec, Ottawa, Ontario, wherever you happen to be, in Paris, in Kano, in Kumasi, in Accra, wherever you happen to be, you need to have five things. These five things, we call them the five factors determining human personalities. Factor number one, take your pen. Factor number one, your genealogical factor. You have to establish your track record of genealogy. That I am a son of XYZ. Establish it. Because Allah says in Quran 25 verse number 54, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا وَكَانَ رَبُكَ قَدِيرًا. It is Allah who created man from what? Water. He made man related through blood and through marriage. So number one, you have to establish your genealogical factor, number one. Number two, you have to be with your, what we call, your linguistical factor. The language that Allah gives on relatives, that is linguistical factor. I am coming to a point. Number three, you have to maintain your, what we call, religious factor. As a Muslim, maintain your religiosity. Religiosity, wherever you happen to be. We call this religious factor. Number four, your historical factor. And number five, which is very important, number five, your civilizational factor. So you can see in this particular case, as a Muslim, you maintain your good clothing, especially our girls. It's part of your religious and civilizational characterizing features. Okay, so this also concerning fear of Allah the Almighty. I hope I'm making the point, you get it correctly. Fear of Allah the Almighty, wallahi, gives you place in the eyes of Allah the Almighty. Having said this, now let's look at what we mean by human rights. Because your topic is fear of Allah and human rights. Human rights, there are two words here. Human and right. Right is the noun. Human is the adjective qualifying the noun. But the right is human. Human, we are human beings. Okay, what are those rights? What are those rights? And let me ask again, what do we mean by right? You say right is the justifiable claim you can lay on something. If I say this jug of water is mine, I bought it with my money, so I have the right to lay my claim on it. That is your right. Now, what is your right? Human beings have right to existence. Allah gives me life, so I have to breathe carbon dioxide, and then take in oxygen. Nobody can stop from me. It is God-given right. Allah gives me right to walk. I didn't buy my legs. Allah gave it to me. So don't take it away from me. Allah gives me the power of seeing. You cannot cause me to become a blind. It's my right. Okay. Allah gives me the power of talking. Don't cut off my tongue so that I become dumb. These are instances, okay? So when you say human right, these things should be looked into. The right to live. The right to associate. The right to have free conscience. The right to have good and decent life. The right to have good work, you earn your livelihood. Anywhere. The right to maintain your culture. But in Islam, all these are accommodated. But the most important right is the right to be given chance to worship Allah as it should be. So in any given society, if a Muslim or anybody is denied the right to worship Allah, then his rights are not there, are curtailed. You have to do everything possible to take back your right. Now, some people feel human right has no limit. He's a Muslim, but he has a jerry curling. The way he does his own hairdo is un-Islamic. He's a Muslim, he has a lot of tattoos, claiming to be his right to tattoo his own skin. That is un-Islamic, man. Allah didn't give you the skin to spoil it like this, in the name of what? You say he has human rights, but he belongs to LGBT group. LGBT, a'udhu billah. That is not right. He has the right, he can go to befriend any girl to go and just mess up. He has his wife at home, but he goes with girlfriends and, bringing down his honor down. These are not right within Islamic teachings. So how do you combine the two? Yeah. Your human right should be guided by taqwa. In the West, you have the right to do what you desire. But tell them, but I'm a Muslim, I cannot take alcohol, for example. I cannot even smoke, because it is an act of wastefulness, quandamania, embezzlement. So you have right. You have right to make sure that you worship Allah at the time stipulated. Nobody should stop it from you. Don't say you have the right to go to the dancing places to enjoy yourself. And in this right, we're talking about should be guided, should be punctuated, should be characterized by the do's and don'ts of Allah the Almighty. Take this hadith. The hadith is in the book of Al-Hakim, Al-Mustadrak. And the hadith has been declared reliable. The Prophet says, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab. He says, Itanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Get use of five things before five things overtake you. He says, Shababaka qabla harmi. Utilize your young age before old age catches up with you. Now don't say, as a young man I can do. No. Use your good youthful age, get the Quran, memorize. Get the Sunnah. Learn Arabic. With that prejudice to your Western education. You can go and study your chemistry, your physics, whatever. The sky can be your limit, but you should know that as a young man, try to use a youthful age maximally so that later you benefit. That is the essence of taqwa and human right here. The verse says it, that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسا. Benefit from five things before five things overtake you. I mentioned number one, your youthful age before old age. Number two, صحتك قبل سقمك. Your health before sickness. By the time you are healthy, you are energetic, you are agile, for example. Don't spoil your health. As a young man, you drink, you go after women, you are inflicting harm on your health. By so doing, you are living taqwa and you are using the concept of human rights in the house of Islam. I hope you are getting my point. So number two, he says, try and benefit from your health before your sicknesses. Number three, he says, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِ. Your wealth before your poverty. By the time you have $100 in your pocket, $1,000, do something good for Islam out of the amount you have. Okay? It is part of taqwa fit, like in the month of Ramadan. How many people have you fed? Breaking their fast. Now in Canada, you have not yet broken your fast now. Around 5 o'clock, there, your time. Here, already you have done on iftar already. So when now you're going to do your iftar, have you given people water to drink out of your pocket? Have you bought date for them? Love, things like guava, fresh fruit, for example. Say, my brother, sister, take this iftar. It's part of taqwa and you are maintained. The right that Allah has given you, your hand should give somebody. So the Prophet is saying benefit from five before five. Young age before old age. Health before sickness. Number three, wealth before poverty. Another thing I'm talking about giving people something. There are a lot of homeless people there in the West. What have you done to shelter them? There are a lot of people in the hospital that are bedridden. What have you given to settle their medical bills? You can do. This is the month of gifted, the month of tranquility, the month of generosity, the month of Qiyam, the month of Siyam. If you don't do the time, it's going to come to an end. You don't have guarantee to see it next time. So this is number four or three. Young age before old age. What again? Your wealth before what? I mean your health before sickness. And number three, your wealth before what? Poverty. And number four, your free hour before your crowded hour. Young man now has a lot of free hours. You're not somebody's husband. You're not somebody's wife. You just wash clean and be fine, the wholesome man says. Okay? So now you have free time. You're not an imam, you don't give any lecture. So use your free hour. It's part of your human right. You use it before you become, this is your imam. You have a lot of activities, so use the time. And number five, he says, Hayataka qabla mautika. Use your life before your death approaches you. So brothers and sisters over there, these things are very important. They all fall within the topic of my discussion, taqwa and human right. All right. We Muslims are the ones who know even the concept of human rights. In the Western societies, they don't even look at us having human rights because they came and colonized us, for example. Way back, they want to impose their culture on us. But I have right to live according to my own taste and desire. So be very, very careful to make sure you maintain the teachings of the deen. You preserve your kids, your children, your wives, your culture, your sensibilities. Finally, you know one day you are going to come back to Africa, your home base, or only Allah knows somebody may die there. In any case, what is important, die as a Muslim. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Regardless where you live, you die. Allah says in chapter number 31, verse number 34, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ إِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. سورة لقمان verse number 34. The point is, nobody knows where he's going to die. You may be born in Kano, in Lagos, in Garden, in there, in Quebec, in Ottawa, Canada, in Ontario, anywhere, in New York City, in wherever, in London, in Saudi Arabia. But the time for you to die comes. You say, okay, let me take a journey to Saudi. By reaching there, you die, and they pray on your dead body in the haram. Oh, beautiful. So I am saying this should be my topic of discourse. Fear Allah the Almighty. Finally, fear of Allah gives you the following things. Number one, it makes you come near Allah. Number two, it makes you live in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number three, it makes you a good man. Number four, it makes Satan, your enemy, very, very angry with you. Oh, that's good. And number five, fear of Allah leaves in your face a sign of a good omen. Yeah, this man fears Allah the Almighty because Allah lives with you. And number six, fear of Allah makes you always get ready for the final journey back to Al-Akhirah. And number seven, fear of Allah makes you remain in the company of good people. Number seven, eight, fear of Allah makes you marry a God-fearing lady so that you raise a God-fearing family. Oh yeah. And number nine, fear of Allah makes you, you know, it makes ibadah easy for you, believe you me. Reading the Quran wouldn't be difficult for you because of the light in your heart. And finally, fear of Allah makes you the best in the eyes of Allah. He says, Inna akramakum inna la atqakum. So brothers and sisters over there, this should be my topic of discussion. I will leave you now with Q and his session, you can ask your questions that you have, any observation. And in summary, because one of you have spoken about Hausa, let me summarize in Hausa language for the benefit of those who may not be understanding English well over there. Abun da na faɗa a gurguje a dunkule ɗan'uwa musulmi, kuma ni topic mai taken tsoron Allah da 'yancin ɗan adam. Shi tsoron Allah bayan da kake tsoron maciji ko gobara ko ɓarawo ba, tsoron Allah wani haske ne da Allah ke ajiyewa a zuciyar bawa, wanda wannan hasken ke hana mai faɗa ma abin da Allah ya hana. Tsoron Allah shi ne kamar kandagarki tsakaninka da sabon Allah. Shi kuma 'yancin ɗan adam wata da'awa ce da ke cewa ɗan adam yana da iko ya yi abin da yake so. Ba gaskiya ba ne, idan kana da iko ka yi abin da kake so, to me yasa ba ka halicci kanka da kanka ba? In dai za ka yi abin da kake so, to ka halicci kanka mana. Ba ka yi kanka ba, ban yi kaina ba, akwai wanda ya ne ya halicce. A shi wanda ya ne ɗin yana da manufar da tafaye ne. Bautan nan kuma ita ce wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun, to sai in tsaya akan wannan shine hakikanin yancin dan adam. Masu ganin suna da yanci za su iya canza halittar jikin su, mutum ya zama a'udhu billahi yana gurbin LGBT masu aikin banza, wannan ba yancin dan adam. Sunan shi shirme da wahalar da kai. Yancin dan adam ba ka halicci kanka ba, ba ka ba kanka hanci ko kunne ba, ba ka Allah ta'ala yi. Saboda ma'anar lecture ta, tsoron Allah shi ne kiyaye dokokin Allah. Har na ambaci kiyaye tsoron Allah zai ba ka fa'ida guda goma, amma na baku ne a taƙaice. Na Turanci shi ne detail. In kuna da tambayoyi da tsokaci, kuna iya yi. This will mark the end of my presentation. May Allah bless you all over there. May you have your good families and live there in peace and stability and maintain your Islamic culture so that you are being there will be an added value to you. May Allah accept our Ramadan and our ibadah. May we get Allah's endorsement and Allah's pleasure. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, as you know, you listen to the lectures. Sheikh bin Uthman has brought a topic with the most needed in our diaspora. Anyone who has questions, you know, just to raise your hand and let me see you and bring you up to ask your question to the chef. Today it is. So you don't let him go without getting the benefit you needed to get. So I see there's someone raised his arm here. Let me check first. And then we have Hello? Hello? Are you Muhammad?
Muhammad Tariq, na'am.
Ah, okay. All right, go ahead, Muhammad Tariq.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Muhammad.
We are very honored to have you listen to you at the same time, not on YouTube or any other of networking. I am here with my family listening to you there were five things that you are about to do when you had a problem with your end. You start with the genealogy where you gave a reference in the Quran with the Anna was Hazamin and mine in the Kain Hay. But then you had an issue with your end. None of us have the rest of us. So that's very important to get that elaborate because there will be great challenge.
As a problem.
Yes, that was true. I even commented on that, but I think you didn't hear us. But I let me thought that some of our listeners are hearing it. So, inshallah, Sheikh, it was, I think your network went bad.
Yeah, really, really, we have issues with connectivity here is hiccuping here. Okay, so I don't know. I can pick it again. I didn't say وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَا. I didn't caught that one. The ayah I caught it is ayah number 54 in chapter number 25, Surah Al-Furqan. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهِرًا وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا. لو كل شيء